Thank you, Ambassador. In France, the employment rate of women is higher than the European average. According to Eurostat data in 2015, in France it was 66% as an employment rate, as opposed to 64.3% in the rest of Europe. Legislation has set up clear provisions progressively to combat gender differences. For instance, the law of the 4th of August 2014 that you mentioned in your introductory statement, this is a law on real equality between men and women, has meant that negotiations in companies can be simplified to make them more effective and ensuring that there is a reduction in any wage gaps. The law, August 2016, which has to do with modernizing social dialogue and professional pathways, which prohibits sexist behavior, and this is now within the rules within companies. There's a whole range of controls and sanctions as well. Feminization of leading positions. We are seeing that there's been a progression over the last 4 years, thanks to three laws to favor equal access of men and women to professional levels of responsibility. In addition, the first interministerial plan for professional equality between men and women from 2016 to 2020 was submitted in October 2016, and it offers a cross-cutting vision of the professional equality policies carried out by the state, centered on a range of priorities, such as combating sexist stereotypes, encouraging what we call professional mix, and sharing of responsibilities. The equality policy is built in partnership with local stakeholders, and each ministry is responsible for implementing it over the next 4 years. In addition, in October 2017, the Labour Ministry and the State Secretary for Gender Equality have launched a guide, Gender Equality. My company is committed to that. This is for small and medium enterprises. It's a practical guide which aims to do away with stereotypes within companies as well.